Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I still
Shy, say the words you cannot say. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that where we pretend. Yeah, that's it. You've stumbled across ATOV Radio. It's a Wonderland production. It's sponsored by AP Tinnett Poetry Foundation. Proud of that. I'm Jay Hatter, your host for the evening on a Hatterday Saturday. With me is AP Taylor. I think. AP Taylor from The Man from Down Under. AP, you there?
Hi. I am here, Hatter. I was here in the studio all by myself while the theme music started and everybody grappling again.
I was late. Yeah, and also, Deborah Lee, my little sister, my friend, sits in the back, does all the heavy lifting so we can sit out here in the pretty high Deb.
Or sits in the background and calls you and says, hurry up, the music's starting.
Yeah. Yeah, time got away from me. We have the subject of, if I remember right, rubber.
You do remember right.
Correct? I do.
Yes. And I got my palm in a whole 4 minutes before the show started, and I was the first one of us three to have it in. Doesn't mean that they're not more there now, but...
I was still working on mine, yeah.
Yeah.
Mine real quick. Yeah, I thought it would be an easy prompt. Not so much, but I got into it.
No, it's not.
But
it's not. It's not. It's not an easy prompt. I give you that.
So, let's see. Today, tomorrow's Easter, right? Wow.
Yeah, Easter
right?
here.
Yep. Man. And that's not just an American thing, right? That's around the world.
No. That's the world thing, Hatter. Yep. It's all over the place.
As Lady A, we used to say, yeah, you don't get to claim everything. Thanks, Lady.
No. This is a global thing. So, yeah, it's all good. So.
Okay, so let me get to the page. How many did we have poems dropped in?
I think we've got one.
Just
we've got peewees and APs. I'm almost done mine, and you're almost done yours. So, plenty
yeah.
of time to check.
Okay.
I think we put mine on.
Okay. Are you in a hurry?
No, but I'm happy to put it on the board.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. And while you're doing that, I want to go over what national day it is today.
Go for it.
It's the national All Is Ours Day. What does that mean? All is ours. Okay. It's
no,
also National Zoo Lover Day. National Zoo Lover's Day. Go to the zoo. Also, Empanada. National Empanada Day. Yeah.
Really?
No, it looks like some kind of pie, it looks like. Tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
Tomorrow will be National Unicorn Day. National Former Prisoner of War. National Former Prisoner of War Recognition Day.
Yes.
National Name Yourself Day. Name Yourself. What the hell does that mean? Also, we have National Chinese Almond Cookie Day. It's tomorrow
really?
Easter also.
Okay.
Chinese Almond Cookie Day. Also, it changes annually. Tomorrow will be Easter. Also, National Cherish an Antique Day. Isn't our friend Sky a unicorn, big unicorn lover? Is that Sky?
Yes. Yeah, she does that.
Okay. If she calls you, we'll have to remind her. All right, Easter tomorrow. Oh, my gosh. So what do you guys got planned for Easter?
I think I might
repeat
cook.
Yeah, I didn't hear you, AP. What?
I was going to cook some Easter buns, Hatter.
Can you guys hear me okay? Because, AP, you're scratching, real scratch. I can hardly hear what you're saying. Maybe I should call back in.
Okay.
Yeah, really scratchy. I can't answer. So I'm gonna call back in. So carry on for a minute, okay?
Okay, no problems. Well, there we go, Dad. I also had nothing about 20 minutes ago. So I've popped something together quite quickly.
Kind of grumpy yesterday, so I didn't finish it, but I'm almost done now, and Hatter's back. Can you hear us now?
Okay.
That was quick. How you guys say something.
Something.
Hello, Hatter.
Yeah, a lot better. A lot better.
Awesome.
Okay, cool.
Hello.
Technology.
Well, it helps hear, Hatter. Yeah?
It helps, right?
It helps if you can hear.
Oh, damn straight. It does help.
Yeah? Well, Hatter.
I
have only got a total of about 60 words, which wasn't bad, really, in about 10 minutes. But anyway, that's all I've got. So, you ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Rubber is the is sort of like the bouncing opposition to a rhymer's poem. This is Some Thoughts on Rubber, and it goes a little bit like this. Bounding clouds scudder, bouncing as shudder, black tones discover not like many other. A razor term discover if you go down under, thoughts can recover. We call them rubbers. Vulcanization lovers, artificial soon discover, from tree grooves under to bucket then scrubber. Not many in number the rhymes to uncover, have not used blubber, so little to do with rubber. End poem.
Flubber, yeah. And I don't suppose there's any other rhyming words to those others, discover.
There's scrubber and blubber and rubber, and that's as far as it goes. Hatter? I can officially tell you.
Yeah.
I got them all. And then I popped a few others in just to sort of, you know, bounce it out a little, so to speak.
Yeah. What do you think, Debra? Blubber on cover, scrubber under.
Yeah, no, I thought it was cool with the scudder, shudder, discover. It's a few more than I would have thought of to rhyme there with them. Who knew? And then the vulcanization lovers, artificial soon discover. From that, I thought it was clever. And hey, I can't come up with stuff like this in 16 minutes. So even with just a little brevity, he's showing off again.
I double used a couple of rhyming words, you know. So, you know, wasn't that show-offery, really? But it was cute.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't show-offery.
Okay, you want to see? Why don't we load? Deborah, yours is done. Read yours?
No, I'm done. No, I'm trying to finish.
Okay. Still finishing. Hannah, are you still finishing?
I am. Why don't you tell us what's going on down under?
Well, I have to say, damn. Well, look, it's not freezing, Hannah. We shouldn't even think that it's anywhere near freezing, but it is cold. I mean, it's about winter temperature already, yeah, which is... 10, 12 degrees Celsius. So what's that in the 50s? Something like that. Anyway, and it's raining, and it feels for all intents and purposes like winter.
Say that again? It's like what?
It feels to all intents and purposes as if it's winter already. Yeah.
Oh, really? So it's going to be cold.
Bring your coat.
Bring
your coat. It's not going to be warm. No. So, that's sort of the quick weather update. Most people here sort of think about the start of the sort of wetter season. We don't have a lot of rain, but the wetter season towards the end of April, not the start of April. And traditionally here, that's when we plant. Think about planting the winter crop is at the end of April. But there's probably a whole heap of harvesters out there right now, Adam, I would suspect, starting to put crops in the ground because it's plenty wet enough.
So it's unusually cold then?
Unusually cold and unusually wet. Two things. Yeah.
Do you commonly use the wind? The wind also with the cold.
We get the southerly. So you know, it's sort of it's coldish. There's nothing much between us and Antarctica except for Tasmania, Hatter. So, you know, it doesn't warm up much over Tasmania. So it's pretty cool.
Now, what kind of a relationship do you have with Tasmania? I mean, it's an island, so now there you go. It's governed by Australia, right?
So all the states have their own state government, and I think you have the same thing, Hatter, where you have, you know, state of California has its own, its own, you know, structure, and we have the same thing. State of Tasmania has its own local state parliament, and then it's governed by Australia. But the interestingly, the states existed in Australia well before Australia did. So when originally convicts came out to Australia and displaced the local indigenous people from, you know, the end of the 1700s onwards, the states were formed, and the states, you know, collected taxes and all that sort of stuff. And so we had, in the early years, we had, like military, navies and armies and stuff that was connected to states, not Australia. So when, for example, Australia went out to help the South Africans in the Boer War in the 1880s, 1890s, it was actually as the, you know, the state of Victoria army and the state of New South Wales army, not Australia. Australia didn't exist until 1900.
That's interesting. But it is considered just another state of Australia.
Just another state, Hatter. Yeah. I mean, it has because it has water all around it. It does have some even stranger fauna on Tasmania than we had in the rest of the country. So you know, Tasmania was the home of where all of the sort of strange, weird, and wonderful animals sort of ended up. And so, yeah, the Tasmania has always had an interesting, for want of a better word, yeah.
Interesting. Now,
so you find things in Tasmania, like the Tasmanian devil, for example.
Yeah.
That you won't find on the mainland, yeah.
Now, what's the difference in economics between the west and east coast of Australia, or the north coast?
The thing about Australia, Hatter, is it's 80% sort of Washington State, and Seattle, yeah. So, in the same way, sort of the reverse, but in the same way, you go from places that are fairly near the equator and that they have more consistent temperature, but it's hotter and humid, to those quite a distance away where they're cold. Now in the US, that means you get tons of snow and ice and frost and all that stuff in the northern part of the US because they're getting further away from the equator. But we don't get that same extreme in terms of temperature, but it's still a darn sight colder in Tasmania than it is at the top of Queensland and WA, you know.
Interesting.
Lando, well, you know, same deal. It takes you 3.5 to 4 hours to get from Melbourne to Perth. And if you want to go to Cairns, like from Melbourne, so Cairns is right up the far north, it's the equivalent of going from Orlando up to Boston or something like that. So it's, you know, 3 and a bit hours travel in the plane. So, you know, it's a big place, just like America. It's a big place.
Yeah. Interesting. I just saw a thing on Queensland, and they were looking for the monster lizards.
Yeah, well, they had, you know, that you know that we do have some big lizards. I mean, but we have a thing that is in Queensland that everybody dislikes intently is the cane toad. We have a real cane toad problem, Tatter.
Right, yeah, I remember that. Was that brought over to for another reason and then got out of hand?
Yeah, that's it.
What was it?
Yeah, a bit like rabbits. Rabbits, cane toads, you know, same thing.
Wow.
So
what was the toads brought over for?
Yeah. Sorry, head up?
What was the toads brought over to help eliminate?
That's a really good question. And I'm blind if I can remember what it was, but it was obviously something else that was a big problem, Hatter. And in the classic sort of case of ornithology and biology, you go muck ground and put something in that hasn't been there before, then you've got to be really careful about what your consequences are. And you know, we found that out in spades. So. Yeah, cane toads are horrible, bloody things, and not my favourite animal, Hatter, to be honest.
Yeah, they're ugly and they're huge.
Yeah, both thereof, and they just get uglier and huger as they go on, you know. So, revolting things. Here we go. I've actually got to the reason for it here. They're native to South and mainland Middle America. They were introduced from Hawaii in June 1935 by the Bureau of Sugar Experiment Stations in an attempt to control the native grey-backed cane beetle. There you go.
Wow.
I'm sure they controlled the cane, if grey-backed cane beetle really well. And then we started with 102 cane toads. We bred them and had 62,000. And since their release, toads have rapidly multiplied and now number over 200 million.
Jesus. Yeah, usually that's by accident that these species invade. Yeah.
10 cane toads every one Australian just goes to show. But, a complete and utter disaster. Adder.
And how long ago was that they brought cane toad over?
That was 1935, so less than 100 years. And they've gone from 102 to 20 million in that time.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's
complete and utter biodiversity and biological disaster of major proportions.
Okay. Okay, Deborah, are you ready? I've got to put in my card number.
I'm adding a picture to it now.
Okay, so thank you, we're almost there.
Okay, yeah. Okay, there it goes. I couldn't post my poem because my membership lapsed. Go figure. Okay.
Oh, man. That's not sensible.
I'm there now. I hope I didn't lose my poem. Holy crap. It's gone.
What? Oh,
no.
No way. Oh.
You've got a backup, Heather.
Oh, man. It is. Okay, let me maybe it's on my profile. Oh, it's always something, isn't it? Let's see. Maybe it's there. And yes, it's here. I got it. Thank God.
Okay. Thank God for that.
This usually happens to me. Okay, I got one thing to do. Okay, we got Deborah's up. And boom.
We can if you want.
Yes, please. Go ahead, Deb.
Okay.
My way.
Go ahead.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
Bug it up.
Rubber tree.
Beautiful.
I can see it, Dad. All right.
See it.
Cool. And this is called, oops, there goes another rubber tree plant. Here we go. Definite lack of color here. Anyway, that wipes out the wildlife, plants, and oceans too. Polluting the land and the sea, ripping down habitats like the giant rubber tree. The rainforest shrink, wetlands and moist forests dry up, and the chemicals dumped stink. Then, oops, there goes another rubber tree plant. Milky latex is extracted from the trees, stunting the growth of 141-foot tall in the wild to bottle-shaped and short with browning leaves. Damaged trees ooze the latex and drain, leaving the male and female flowers pungent, creamed yellow as the bright colors wane. So again, it's oops, there goes another rubber tree plant. Fruit capsules that contain three large seeds explode once it's ripe to spread them, but those seeds die without moisture in the soil it feeds. Plantation trees grow smaller, trapped, taking 10 years to grow, and then in 30 years they're chopped. Tropical climates without rain leave the tree water strapped. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant. We use and we abuse. Now another rubber tree plant falls, rotting in our views. End poem.
I didn't know milking the trees like that damaged them. Yeah. Wow.
Well, it makes sense,
is that what,
doesn't it, Paddock? You're taking something that is sitting within the tree and you're cutting it so that it goes down these grooves into a tin. You can't do that without causing damage to the plant.
Makes sense. Damn. You know, knowing the properties of the rubber tree plant probably helped us win World War II. We sort of jumped the gun and monopolized the rubber industry so Hitler could not. So I do know that. And oops, there goes another rubber tree plant. Was that the Vernon Shirley, the theme song? Is that the name of it? Oh, okay, I hope so. Very good. It's like a lesson learned. Oh, Milky Way is extracted from the tree, stunting the growth. They're 141 foot tall.
Yeah, that's in the wild. And then the more we poked them, the more they grew at the bottom and didn't grow above where we poked them, so then they become stunted. And then we try to make plantations of them, but they need more space than we give them. And as it is, it takes them 10 years to grow and mature. And then we use and abuse them a little more and chop them down at the end of the 30 years and do it all over again. And now it's depleted so severely that it's not economical anymore. Also, takes away homes from the rainforest, and the things we do in the rainforest doesn't help either. So, as usual, man destroys another important part.
Wow. Yeah, so it's going to be another Monarch thing where they know the industry's in trouble. It is a finite commodity, and they won't say anything until it's some kind of disaster.
Yep, because they still got to make that almighty dollar while it dwindles away to oblivion.
Yeah, and then they'll go, well, like you didn't know. Yeah, of course they did. Wow. Yeah. When will man learn? Jesus. I mean, what's the alternative, though? Is there an alternative to vulcanization?
We don't do it anything. I think, it's done anyway. And then on top of it, you don't go anywhere nowadays where you don't see people dump their tires. They go to businesses, dump them in the parking lot, and leave, and then the business has to do something. And then it's just like this vicious circle, and how many tree swings or planters can you have in the front yard that you cut and curled? I know that they, in some cases, shred it and use the shredded pieces on playgrounds to cushion the fall at the bottom of a slide or in case you fall off the swing, but got to wonder how safe that is to have your babies playing in scrap plastic latex crap. So who knows? Just sad.
Damn. Yeah, everything we touch, everything we get into is ruined. Very rarely is a commodity or an industry is clean. Damn. Now, would you think a maple tree stunts their growth? It's not. I don't think they use it the same way. They milk it a little differently, but.
Well, I don't know. They roll up and they take this. It's a big like drill bit looking piece, and they take it in until it reaches the sap, and then they put a tap in it. And I would imagine that the same preface there, that whatever happens above it slows it some.
It sort of looks like the rubber tree plant. What you do is they're scarring the outside where the rubber material is, so it's more on the bark that you're damaging the rubber tree plant, to where maybe maple, you're further inside, you don't damage the trunk of the tree as much. I don't know.
Well, if you look at it like it's that tree's blood, Hatter, and somebody came up and tapped you and bled you out, how much growing are you going to do? How much living are you going to do when they drained most of your blood out? And you can't reproduce it as fast as they're to make stuff. And now they've decided that, it's cool to make furniture and whatnot from rubber tree plants, and it goes on and on because there's some more ways to make money from it. And we, what's that, search, kill, destroy, something to that effect, there should be better regulations, but even when we lay down the regulations, you got poachers that poach animals.
Yeah, another industry that has been basically wiped is I believe it's the mahogany tree that they used for the Gibson guitars, for guitars, and it's gotten, or the necks, maybe it's the necks for the guitars. I know that I don't know where that law is now, but at one time they were going to cut off all import, export of that mahogany tree. So anybody knows better than me, because I know Gibson was going to, the company Gibson Guitar was going through that problem where they would have had to charge exorbitant amounts of guitars and limit how many they could make. And that tree is from the South America too, also. So I wonder where that is. That would be a shame. And then recycling stuff. Now, like you said, you shredded up the tires, 2-4 playgrounds and that kind of thing. Okay, that's probably a minute
percentage. Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, because some of those dumps with the tires in it. There's one, I think it's in Ohio. It was lit. It started on fire, and it's still burning. They can't put it out. It's gonna just burn and burn forever because the rubber is, once ignited and gets that hot underneath, you can't put it out. So recycling, I don't know why they couldn't recycle it. Was it because they put the steel belt in it? I don't know. I do know that my first hot rod had big, fat racing back tires on it. A lot of rubber. Very good, Deborah.
Thank you, Adam.
That's something we learn every day, huh? Okay.
Yep. And the vapor from burning rubber is flammable itself, and it flows like lava. So, and it gets really excessively hot, and then, you know, it destroys things around it, let alone when you're breathing the smoke that comes from it. It's a bad thing.
Oh, yeah. It's toxic, yeah. One thing you learn in fire science is the color of smoke. If the smoke from a fire is odd color, if it's not black or white, it starts turning colors, you have chemicals involved. That's something to be very aware of. Wow.
Yeah. I watched some scientists showing different things being burnt and some of the colors. Like, you know, you see this beautiful pink aura. It's probably a chemical burning.
Usually in the middle of when you black stroke, the structures will burn black. And then during that, when the smoke changes lighter, usually it's a light, if it goes orange or brown, that's definitely got a chemical involved. There's so many deadly things that burn that you have in your own house. When burned, it gives off toxic gas. That's usually what people die from in fires, is the toxic smoke and such. So I posted mine, and I'm going to read it unedited. So tell me what you got it. Okay. I just called it rubber. Where the rubber tree grows, what the rubber tree knows, just so the world can see when it is not what it is you got from a distant rubber tree. Then they discovered by taking this rubber and bounce them under cars, and then it is told millions are sold, making us who we are. Where everything gathered seems to matter to those that sell their wares, Goodyear and Goodrich, destined to be rich, knowing all they need is air. Rubber to seal it in, that's where it all begins, bouncing down roads to be simple in theory to take such a tree and change its tree chemistry. Building an empire with one desire, to win World War II, a weapon of sorts so proved in the courts, I know this to be so true. I can't tell a lie, that's when it tried, so they used them, excuse me, on the bottom of cars. Rubber, my dear, throughout the years made everything so much easier. And so is said, even in bed, those things that they know will please her. Oh, God. Uh-oh, I said it, and now should I regret it? Or do I sound like a fool? I'll say my disclaimer by trying not to shame her. You kids now stay in school. Yeah.
Like,
rambling.
Yeah, I like how you worked that in there, Adam.
Yeah, that was rough. Basically, two of them, and I just intertwined them. And, yeah. Well,
I like how you were name dropping too there with Goodyear and Goodrich. And I was, you had asked what would the alternative be, and the alternative would be chemicals like neoprene or mm-hmm. silicone, you know, and then in
fires, car fires would be toxic. Car fires would be toxic. In fact, that's when I had my hot rods, I had the deep slotted US mags, and they were, it was made from a magnesium, an aluminum alloy type. They quit making them because in a car fire, they burn white hot. And they also shard. If they were to be cracked in an accident, they would be thrown through the air as shrapnel, sharp, white hot shrapnel. So they couldn't make it with those alloys, but that would just make the car fire more dangerous. There's so much in there. Thank you, Ralph Nader. He did a lot for us to keep cars safe and prevent the car business from making things more dangerous. I can't believe I used to ride the back of a Pinto. One of my friends was had the first driver's license, and he had this Pinto.
It was a bomb.
Yep, sitting in the back seat was the worst place on the road. But rubber. Think of all the things made to seal, all the sealed bottles. You seal the transmission fluid in your car, you seal it in, you seal everything. I'm wondering, like what you said, Deborah, if it's true that we're not going to hear the industry's failing or it's a finite, and what are we going to do and what a crisis this is, because they got to make their money. Is it another monarch thing where until it's almost gone and it's a crisis, will they say anything? And then they'll shrug their shoulders. Well, what do you want to do? What can you do?
Oh, it's true.
That's why we got to get money out of politics. It just has to be. You can't be freaking owing somebody going in to get you elected because they put millions into your electoral process. That just is the basis for corruption. And we've got to get the money out of politics. Just have to do that. It's not going to change. I know. The only ones who can change it are the politicians, and they're not for that. They want to make their millions. So that's another reason why we lived in the greatest time in history, because the future don't look good. And we still had knowledge and hands-on to the greatest generation and what it was like before technology. You sent outside to find something to do. Your imagination was your best friend. Now you got to have your GoPro or your phone or your computer. And kids, like I said, I asked that the other night. How many times you see kids riding down the street on their bikes? Right.
Nowhere near as often as you should. They're not out playing. They're not ice skating. They're not even out having snowball fights and building snowmen because they're playing video games.
Oh, right back to Halloween. Let's have a neighborhood party so the kids don't have to go door to door because of the dangers. I don't know, people. What do you do in Australia? They celebrate Halloween in Australia, AP?
Not really, Heather. There's a few bits and pieces where Halloween's become more popular, but it's not consistent. And it's probably got bigger over the last few years, but it's not nearly as big as in the States.
Yeah, it's millions of dollars.
Where it's huge.
I tend to see that it's gotten to be more for adults than kids. Keep the kids in. Adults
seems to have been. Yeah, but I did like your palm hat. I in fact, Deb's one of the problems with rubber is that it's sort of everywhere, and there's only small amounts of it and there's about 25 different varieties. And so the economics behind recycling rubber are pretty crappy.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is that Joy?
Hi, Joy.
She ran in here with just a towel. Her phone was ringing. She ran in here with just a towel around her.
That's all good.
She ran.
Hi, Joy.
She ran back out. She ran back
and
out.
And so certain things are easy to recycle and certain things aren't. Yeah, Hatter? So rubber's one of those things that's hard to recycle because it's all the through things and in small quantities. So you can, you know, recycle 95 to 96% of a car battery because it's in one place and you can get lead out of it and you can get other things out of it and actually works really well. The trouble with rubber is that you're going to get small amounts out of it and it's not worth, in many cases, recycling it at the minute. And so that's why you get the issues of so much rubber going into landfill. I think 20-25% of rubber goes into landfill, which is not a great outcome. I particularly liked the rich and knowing all they need is air. I really loved that, and I thought you sort of were heading towards a place where you were going to then talk to me about retreads. And I saw it in the next stanza. Rubber to seal it in. That's where it all is said. Bouncing down roads on retreads, you know. So I could see it there. I could see it there, and I just wanted you to go to retreads, particularly after knowing all they need is air. And so I was really keen about that. But of course, you were only going to finish at one place, and that was to basically keep the kids in the classroom and tell them not to bother about things. I could see it a mile away, but I wanted you to go to retreats.
You know, I think the states here, we're isolated in certain commodities throughout the world of what, like you said, what it does to the country that we're buying it from. It's like, it goes back to Afghanistan. Now, Afghanistan, those farmers grew opium poppies for a living for centuries.
Yes.
And when they became a big market for heroin and such, they knew nothing else. To go in and burn their crops and leave them with nothing to feed their families is basically a sin. I think they learned from Afghanistan to where they're trying to teach them other farming methods. So that's a good way to do it. But in before, we just went in and we didn't agree with what they grew or raised.
Yep.
We would destroy it, and that's not the way to do it.
Yep.
We're the enemy. We're the bad guys. Then, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. And you know, once you're characterized as a bad guy, it's bloody hard to become the good guy.
Yeah, you know, I think we have there's a problem with the fishing industry, the dragnets in the open oceans. Those fishermen know nothing else. When you have a ship that's huge and it's an actual plant, it's a fish processing plant from catching it, from netting it to catching it to processing it to freezing it, fast freezing. That's what those ships do. And as far as the rights, the rest of the world is trying to save the oceans. There are certain countries that don't abide by that, so we consider them outlaws, I guess. That's what Greenpeace is all about. Yeah.
Yes.
But, we're so uninformed in areas that we need to be because of the deals that our leaders have made with corporations, companies, industries, and that's the money and politics that makes it corrupt, and it will always be that way until we get money out of it. It's just the way it's got to be. I don't see any other, you know, solution.
Look, Hatter, I despair a little bit about the U.S. political system because it is so tied to money, as you rightly say. Yeah, in order to get in, you've got to have a whole heap of people give you a whole stack of money, and then having given you a whole stack of money, they expect to get their pound of flesh for giving it to you. Yeah. And so rules and laws and regulations get swept up and tied into those people who have funded people's campaigns. As simple as that. And
if you got the media, and if you got the media
the politicians themselves have the ability. And it's almost expected that they will go and do things and influence things and make investments and make, you know, decisions about where they're putting their money on the base. They're going to make some when they're in power. Yeah.
So in the corruption of overseas bank accounts, offshore bank accounts, our politicians have no interest in that. Yeah. Go ahead.
The whole thing just becomes about money and about making money from the decisions that are being made in government. And I just got to say, I just think that's not what the founding fathers thought when they put the Constitution together. That wasn't what their thinking was, that politicians are going to line their pockets as part of this. I genuinely don't believe that they thought that would happen, and it has, and you know, if ever a system needed significant reform, it's the American political system. Hatter, really?
It's sort of been hijacked. It's like it's against the law to walk into a senator's office and lay down $100,000 and say, I want this. Cannot do that. That's against the law. But it is not illegal. But it is not illegal for the same man to walk in the office and say, I've got stock that's will be worth $1,000 a share tomorrow. I'll sell it to you for $2 a share today. That's not illegal.
Yeah.
And that's something wrong with that. That's the same damn thing. You've inside trading, it's using your power.
Yeah.
So, but hopefully they'll get it straightened out.
I'm going to be really interested to see what you think when you're in Australia about how we go about our politics, if nothing else. Yeah, because at the very least, politicians can't enrich themselves in Australia in the way that they can in the United States. There are specifically laws against it, and politicians have to put things in trusts and they have to not be able to control them personally, and there's a whole heap of things that are in place so that we don't, I'm not saying we don't have problems in politics, the same problems you do.
Yeah, I think it was created to protect from that, but I think it's been amended and reworded in such a way that, you know, you can't prevent it. I don't know. So vote for me next time. Next time around, vote for me.
It's very, very better. Yeah, not easy. And you know, it's not an inconsequential thing I'm talking about. There's a lot of things you'd have to do to change it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's worldwide. It's things that we, the involvement of other countries such that we trade with, our economics. It's very complicated, and laws.
It is
governing place.
Yeah, agreed. Complicated, difficult. Doesn't mean you shouldn't do it, but considerable amount of work would need to be done. Yeah.
Yeah. Some say that the only fix is the collapse. in the West, especially as scary thoughts.
So,
well, Deborah, and we're down to a couple more minutes for the hour.
Yes.
What you got to choose a subject for next week? Next week.
I did have a theme. I'm not sure if we've done it. I might have done it before, had it, but have we done smoke before?
Smoke?
I can't remember smoke off the top of my head.
Well, if you can't remember it, we might as well do it.
Huh. It sounds familiar, though.
It does sound familiar, but that's okay, Hatter. I'm happy to do it again. I think it's I like the topic. So.
Okay, smoke.
Smoke.
Yeah.
Sounds like
well,
fun.
Yeah.
And
we have
a SoundCloud from Pee Wee, by the way.
Oh, that's right. Let's play it. We got time.
I don't think it's on smoke, though. And I don't think it's on rubber either.
Oh, okay. Well,
is that a problem? I'm happy to play.
No,
I don't think it's.
Well, Pee Wee contributes to our shows every week.
Well, let's play it then, Hannah.
Yeah. Okay.
Where are we? So, let
it
me
was
go
the
to the
last
studio.
Ad, so you might need to refresh.
Yeah. My computer is doing strange things there. Just bear with me.
Or I could just push it if you'd like.
Yeah, that'd be lovely. If you could, that'd be lovely. Thank you.
Here we go.
A vision, a juxtaposition of a decision to be the revision of old superstitions and decisions. Bringing light for those lacking vision and building bridges over and through life's prism of schisms. Whether I either connect to and accept you or reject you for the things you do. Apprehensions of convention left me too sentient to mention. Detention of suspensions has me falling short of ascension. By flies time, I'd never known exactly why life left me alone. Try to find why. Left forever, never holding now. As the pieces all slipping away. No memories of any love or home. It's just the kind of sun within our living throughout my days. And liquid sun, brown clouds, dark haze.
What'd you think, AP?
Well, he's been it's really interesting because the last couple that I've heard of the recordings, he's been sort of overdubbing and overplaying the sort of the and so you've got multiple sort of layers of sound going on, and it's really interesting because it's sort of in the same way that you sort of have rounds in a song, you know, like a Scarborough Fair, for example, and you hear different things because the words get connected in a different way. It's exactly the same with the recordings that he's been doing of late. That you make different connections through them because of the multiple repetition, and so different words get connected, different phrases get connected, and it's really quite clever. I've quite enjoyed them. So, Yeah, that's my sense of it. I really like what he's been doing with it.
Yeah, is that he's using an effect? Is he using an effect because it started the same way it ended with that?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a reverb or echo or.
Yeah, it's certainly reverb type, both, I think, Hatter. Yeah.
Okay. What do you think, Deb? Nice effect, huh?
Yeah, and there was something, it was like an echo, but not. It turned stereo-ish, and it made it futuristic, I think, is the feel I got from it.
Yeah.
Apprehensions of convention left too sentient to mention. So it was like mega rhyme. This was actually one of the, if not the very first, one of the first poems he ever shared on our shows. And I was just looking to the right. It's been on the front page. It's won a couple of awards. So it's a very interesting piece.
I wonder if you have a SoundCloud attached to your poem, if they play that when they decide, you know, if it's front page worthy, or do they just read it?
I don't know. I suppose it would depend on the guest picker.
It adds so much more when you hear the author read his own work. That's a plus.
Always. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. All right. So we're going for Smoke next week. I thank everybody for tuning in, and those that will tune in on the on demand. AP Taylor, thank you so much. And Deborah Lee, always a pleasure spending an evening with you.
Back at you, Hatter.
Anything else you guys want to say about what's coming up?
Don't forget that Monday is the next installment in the series featuring our fellow poets. And the fellow poet is none other than Mr. A.P. Taylor this week. And there's some really awesome quotes that I picked from his poetry and some art that has just quite a great variety, but a lot of them are tailored to stuff that A.P. likes, like, you know, space and whatnot. And this series has been producing incredible poetry, so I'm anxious to see P's words. And then I believe Tuesday night, I'm trying to find the board. Tuesday night is the 11th, and I thought that was Sky. Yeah, here it is. Okay, it's Tuesday night, Down the Tube with Sky Darkholm, and she's doing the history of time. How did the 12 months get their name? So that sounds very interesting. So I would assume that she would like you to watch the video that she supplied, which is about 14 minutes long, and then either write what it inspires or pick one of the months, maybe the month you were born or whatever, and write about that. But she's talking about time.
I think mine's Julius Caesar. Maybe not. I'll have to look it up. AP, one last word?
Yes. Fun, Hatter. I think nothing like an interesting little topic, and I thought rubber was a good topic, Hatter.
Yeah, you know, I like the ones when we learn a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm looking through songs to go out on.
Yes.
Let's see. Boy, we got Honey by Bobby Goldsboro. Body Rate. BTO. What do you want to hear? Anybody? Deborah? Anything?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to throw a dart then.
Well, I have a suggestion, Hatter.
Can I have a suggestion? Smoke is Smoke on the Water. Just saying. little tease for next week.
Do we have we could do a Beatles song, Hatter?
Could.
Such as?
Well, from Rubber Soul, we could do something like Nowhere Man.
Days a week, I'm heading to it.
Well, the thing about that is the only version of Nowhere Man we have in the studio is actually sung by the poet Budo.
Oh. Well, there you go.
I am the walrus. Ellen Rigby, Don't Let Me Down. Oh, no. By Budo. Yeah, there it is. Budo. A Day in a Life. How about the Beach Boys? Well, honestly, this is a song that some consider the best produced song ever, and I would want to agree with it. It's a Beach Boys, and it's all about Brian Wilson.
Yeah,
and directly.
I love the clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air, I'm picking up her vibration. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up her vibration. She's giving me the excitation. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room. I'm picking up her vibration. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up her vibration. Good vibration. She's by my
the pheromone, what do they call that instrument? I think it was the first time used in a song. I want to thanks everybody again tuning in. We'll see you next week. We'll be covering Smoke next week. Thank you, AP, Taylor, Down Under, and Deborah
Thanks,
Lee from the other coast. Thank you both very much. Everybody else, have a nice evening.